Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel with clear skies. Tel Aviv is calm with a gentle breeze, and Jerusalem is experiencing a warm night. Ideal for a peaceful stroll if you're outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, Hamas accuses Israel of violations during negotiations, claiming secret operations in the Gaza Strip. Also, in the past half hour, Walla reports that the IDF is debating a strong response to Hezbollah as tensions rise. Also, this hour, Ynet warns that the Lebanon ceasefire is fragile, with Israeli officials concerned about a potential collapse amidst ongoing clashes. Separately, I-24 News reports, just in that the IDF believes Hamas has rebuilt its military wing significantly. And finally, from Forward earlier today, several states in the U.S. are pushing to replace the term West Bank with Judea and Samaria, in a move sparking linguistic debate. Reaction has been swift on social media. Thomas Pickering, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., wrote just minutes ago that diplomacy remains the only viable option in the U.S.-Iran standoff. Avi Kaner shared that Lebanon's President Aoun has called for a strict policy against Hezbollah in a post from earlier today. Yossi Goldstein, an Israeli commentator, posted just now pondering the X-algorithm's preference for pictures over educational content. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hamas-Israel negotiations. According to Israel Hayom, Hazem Kassem from Hamas claims Israel prioritizes disarmament, complicating talks. This allegation arises amid ongoing secret operations in Gaza. If tensions persist, civilian safety in the region remains at risk. Turning to the IDF's dilemma with Hezbollah, Walla reports that Israeli security officials are cautious about escalating responses to Hezbollah's provocations. The political leadership seeks a balance to deter aggression without destabilizing the region. This decision impacts regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the fragility of the Lebanon ceasefire. Israeli sources suggest that Hezbollah's drone activities and continued clashes could disrupt the current truce. U.S. diplomatic pressure limits Israel's military responses. The collapse of the ceasefire could lead to increased violence affecting civilians on both sides. On the military front, I-24 News reveals the IDF's assessment of Hamas's military resurgence. Reports suggest significant rebuilding efforts by Hamas, posing a renewed threat in the region. This development challenges Israel's security strategies in the ongoing conflict. Finally, Forward discusses the linguistic battle over West Bank and Judea and Samaria. Several U.S. states seek to influence the discourse on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict through language. This debate underscores the deep-seated tensions and complexities in international politics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Wiz, an Israeli cybersecurity firm, is leading Google's AI security overhaul. This move comes amid increasing cyber threats, highlighting the need for rapid technological advancement. Separately, Globes announced that the Government Companies Authority recommends splitting NTA. The proposal involves creating a subsidiary for transport operations while NTA focuses on construction. This restructuring aims to improve efficiency in Israel's transport infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business warns of Israel's delayed response to Hezbollah's drone capabilities. These fiber-optic drones, prominent in Ukraine, pose significant interception challenges. The evolving threat landscape necessitates urgent adaptation in Israel's defense strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.